of September 2013. You know what day this is, Rose? This is Constitution Day. So happy U.S. Constitution. The Buckmaster Show. We are live each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we make the program available for you anytime, anywhere in the world. Again, buckmastershow.com. kvoi.com has our podcast, tucsoncitizen.com, and tucsonsentinel.com as well. During the noon hour, our Washington, D.C. contributor Terry Bracey will weigh in on the possible shutdown of the federal government at the end of the month. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman gives me a pretty good thumbs up and a pretty good smile, which means the Dow Jones Industrial Average continues its march north. We'll hear from Shelley during our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. 30 minutes past the hour, Pam Krim of Cox Business will join me in studio. We will be talking about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They do so many wonderful things for kids in this state and across the country. Then we'll close out the show with TUSD Governing Board member Crystal Foster. If you have a comment or question, you can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or we invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show on our Facebook, our growing presence there. It's easy to find. It's Bill Buckmaster. Joining us now from the nation's capital, Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. Terry has enjoyed a long and distinguished career. That career began with Terry serving as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall. Terry went on to serve in high-level positions under four presidents of both parties. He's a senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project. Terry, how are you today?
Well, Bill, we're all reeling here from the events of yesterday. I can tell you, you never get used to it. Here, once again, we have a mixture of apparently mental health and automatic weapons, and they don't mix very well.
No, they don't.
12 people that they know that he killed 12. There's a 13th, they're not sure, and just as many injured. It's a sad, sad day here.
Well, Terry, our thoughts and prayers certainly go to the families of the victims of the Washington Naval Yard shootings. One more quick comment on this. All signs, I guess, point to this being a lone shooter incident. 24 hours ago, when we were beginning the show yesterday, we heard there were possibly multiple shooters, so that there was a lot of misinformation, I guess, initially.
Well, as always is the case,
yeah.
You don't want to jump to conclusions. It seems like it is a single shooter. And isn't it amazing the damage a single person can do with automatic weapons?
Mm.
You know, we saw it in the case of Gabby, and God bless her, what a wonderful recovery she's making. But holy cow, this just goes on and on and on. When are we going to do something about it?
Was this a shotgun, though, that was used? That's what
A shotgun initially to get in the door. And then he had an automatic rifle and apparently an automatic pistol.
Okay.
And so he had multiple weapons, but at least one was an automatic weapon.
Terry, Congress rapidly heading once again toward a fiscal crisis that threatens to shut down the government and damage the economy by defaulting on the nation's debts. Here we go again, huh?
Yeah, here we go again. One thing, Bill, we're not going to default on our debts. We just will not do that. Tax collections are really coming in so well that we can cover our debt with tax collections if it becomes necessary. But, you know, this goes back 50 years. 50 years ago, James McGregor Burns wrote that famous classic, Deadlock of Democracy, and his concern then was that the parties were weak and they were split among interest groups, and that they, even as a president got elected, their parties were not strong enough to put their programs through the Congress. And boy, does that sound familiar today, Bill. It's gotten worse. And as we head into the fall session of Congress, two things are pretty clear. One, we will have a fight again over raising the debt limit. I think the outcome will be all right. But number two, we will again flirt with a government shutdown as the parties battle over the budget.
Why can't we make progress on this, Terry?
Well, Bill, at the heart of the problem is a collection of deeply conservative groups which govern the direction of the House Republicans. And the House Republicans govern the House. You have the Club for Growth and the Freedom Forum and the Tea Party, all of which have their virtues, but not in the legislative process. These are ideologically driven groups who believe that government that governs least governs best. And they view a shutdown of the government not as an embarrassment, but as a victory.
So, Terry, what do you think is going to be the eventual outcome of this?
Well, really nothing's changed, Bill. We're going to replay the same fights that we had last year. And I suspect the results will be largely the same. Ultimately, Congress will approve a debt limit increase. And perhaps after a brief shutdown, as I said, a budget will be agreed to with the continuation of sequestration. Americans will express their outrage and then return largely the same Congress. And, of course, this is a reflection of how few competitive districts exist. Immigration will be put off till next year, but on the optimistic side, I do believe we will get a result on that before the 2016 presidential election.
Terry Bracey is with us. Terry contributes to this program. We're very honored that he does so once a month, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. Terry, there's been a lot of controversy in Arizona over the role of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the closing of coal power plants especially. What do you think is going to happen here with the EPA? Is this an agency that's out of control?
Well, you know, Bill, there are a lot of ironies in life, and one of them is that the EPA is really an invention of the Republican Party. It was an initiative of President Nixon, who believed that there should be a single federal agency which shaped the regulations necessitated by the passage of such laws as the Environmental Policy Act, the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, and many, many others that Congress began to pass in the late 1950s. Since that time, the makeup of the Republican Party obviously has changed radically, and it now opposes environmental reforms more than supporting them. And EPA, through the years, has proved to be a tough and persistent regulator that has become unpopular, particularly with small business, which feels that it overregulates and overburdens them with costs. There is some truth in that.
Well, there, you say there's some truth in that, but how does the public feel about the EPA? I guess that's the big question.
Bill, that's the interesting part to me. With all the critics and the loud voices opposing EPA, what's really interesting to me is poll after poll confirms that Arizonans are environmentalists, at least a majority. We support clean air. Here in Tucson, we have some of the most stringent water conservation practices in the world, and in fact, people from all over the world come to study how Tucson city government does it. Arizonans in the Congress have been leaders on environmental reform generation after generation, both parties, Mo Udall, Barry Goldwater, John McCain, Raul Grijalva. There's frequently been disagreement in the delegation, but over time, Arizona has left its mark on the nation as an environmental leader.
Well, Terry, with democracy in deadlock, the president's attempting to address climate change strictly through executive orders. Can he make much progress in this avenue?
Well, Bill, remember that when Congress becomes deadlocked, the unexercised power flows to the executive branch. Power never sits idle in Washington. It gravitates somewhere. Teddy Roosevelt preserved the Grand Canyon through an executive order, actually, making it a national monument in 1908, and it wasn't until 70 years later, when Barry Goldwater and Mo Udall passed legislation, that we have the national park we know today. So, yes, President Obama is proposing some very, very strong medicine on climate change, and my guess is he can make it stick.
Terry Bracey with us for his monthly visit. Getting back to this the deadlock that is shaping up. When you say a short shutdown, are you talking like maybe there'd be a weekend shutdown and then that would be it? Is that kind of what you're envisioning,
yeah,
Terry?
Yeah, Bill, I think it will be symbolic, and I think that the inconvenience that hits very quickly is soon noticed by the public. For example, you can't get a passport, you know? Mm. I mean, a lot of the, quote, non-essential roles of government, you can't get in a national park or monument. It really affects us. It affects our daily lives. And we don't realize how much government does affect our lives until something like that happens.
Yeah, people will be wondering about their Social Security checks. They're going to be wondering if they're traveling by air, what's going to happen with the FAA. I mean, on and on it goes.
Well, and then the president has to sit there and make decisions about what's essential and what's non-essential. So the whole process really doesn't work. It's really a process that destroys government rather than improves it.
Okay, Terry Bracey, thank you very much, Terry. We always look forward to our visits. Thanks for being a part of this program.
Oh, Bill, it's an honor to be part of your program. I really enjoy it, and I'm just sorry it's such a sad day here.
Okay, thank you very much. Terry Bracey from the nation's capital on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk money next. Our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. That's coming up right after we hear from the fine lineup of folks who support the Buckmaster Show.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAmobility.com or Facebook.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up.
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza!
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
A carrot cake!
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. We always look forward to these Tuesday Moneymaker reports. We can talk about the economy, and it was good to hear, I think it was some good news from Terry Bracey saying that if there is a shutdown, which he thinks it will be largely symbolic.
Yeah, first of all, hi.
Hello, Shelley.
Good afternoon.
Good to see you.
So what's going on in Washington right now with two issues, the continuing budget resolution or a new budget. There's not going to be a new budget because they haven't done any work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the debt ceiling are both very, very critical. And they both need to we need to get past those things in order for the government to continue to operate, in order for world markets to be orderly, and in order for our reputation as the world leader in terms of the default currency for the entire world. Those things depend upon our willingness and ability to pay our debts.
Well, when this year started, last fall you made your annual prediction. Your predictions have been very, very right on for the last 3-4 years on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. You had said that the Dow would be about 14% around that for the year.
Yes, I did. And until last week, I was doing pretty well. Now I'm back on the short side again. We're up above 18%.
That's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. I'm still maintaining that largely because of the uncertainty created by the shoot-yourself-in-the-foot phenomenon, that I'm sticking with my 14%. I'd love to be wrong by it being too low. What's most important in my mind over the past week or week and a half is that the bond market has started to come back. You know, we had a panic starting in May because people said, oh my gosh, the Fed is going to stop printing money, and so interest rates are going to shoot up, and we have this huge problem, and so the bond market took a hit, including the municipal bond market. Well, that's coming back very nicely now. It looks like a couple of things have happened. Number one, we've got the Fed taking a look at unemployment and taking a look at inflation, and it looks like the economy is going to continue to need stimulus, especially because the organization that's supposed to stimulate the economy, not the Fed, the Congress, ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. Number two, looks like Mr. Bernanke is going to be put out to pasture at the end of December. I think he considers that a very nice thing for to happen. And Larry Summers withdrew his name earlier this week, or maybe it was the end of last week. Maybe we did it on a Sunday so nobody would notice. But people noticed, and the market instantly said, well, if that leaves somebody who is more – has a greater proclivity for being stimulative to the economy, and Janet Yellen would be that person. She's currently vice chair at the Fed. That means that the Fed will take a look at unemployment, which is one of its two responsibilities, and be much more biased toward fixing unemployment. You know, Bernanke said, well, we need to get down to about 6.5% unemployment before we'll stop stimulating. It's likely, or at least the experts who know her say it's likely that Janet Yellen would drive that number lower before she stopped stimulating. That made the bond markets just go nuts. They loved it.
So that was you view it as a very positive sign, right, Shelley?
For those people interested in both stocks and bonds.
Yes.
Now, for those people for whom interest rates being low for a long period of time is harmful, it's not necessarily a good thing.
The Fed has begun a two-day meeting.
Yes.
And anything exciting coming out of that meeting that we can expect?
Exciting coming out of the Fed? That's like watching grass
watching
grow.
Watching paint dry or something,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, I think what we're going to see out of the Fed is a statement that begins to cut back on their quantitative easing from $85 billion a month to something less than that. Though I heard some commentary this morning that suggested maybe we wouldn't, that based upon the low inflation rate and based upon the fact that internal to those numbers that brought the unemployment rate down to 7.3% was some not so great news about the number of people in the job market, and some big time news last week about the continuing disparity in income, that it's possible the Fed could just hold where they are for a while.
And the decisions usually are pretty much factored in when the Fed gets together.
I think that they're factored into the market. I mean, a lot of this change is already kind of cooked in over the past couple of months into the market. What we'll see is I think if the Fed decides to delay it even longer, you know, we'll start going back to a propensity to stay with fixed income in people's – in large portfolios rather than moving quickly into riskier equities.
Had a caller who did not want to go on the air but would like to ask you, Shelley Fishman, have you ever seen the Fed so politicized before?
Well, I'm not sure it is politicized. We've got most of the people on the Fed are Republicans. Bernanke was a Republican. What we've never seen from the Fed before was this kind of aggressiveness in dealing with its two charges, namely, again, unemployment and interest rates, which is intended to handle inflation. I don't think this is political. I think the Fed's doing what it needs to do to fill a vacuum. It's doing exactly what the rest of the world central banks are doing, and it's not doing it necessarily a lot more aggressively than some of the other central banks around the world. So I wouldn't call this a politicized Fed. The appointment of Fed chairman and also the other Fed top positions are not necessarily they're political appointments, but the Fed is independent. Now, one thing that did happen last week that this caller may be referring to is the Larry Summers, Janet Yellen thing. The Democrats, Mr. Obama's Democrats, rebelled on him and said, "Nah, we're not going to get that guy through committee. So you better do something about it."
Shelley Fishman with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley's certified financial planner. And Shelley, we're looking back 5 years ago is really when the market collapse happened.
Yep.
5 years ago, I believe, this week. So we're at that five-year anniversary. And look how far we have come, which is the good news.
The markets are at near all-time highs. Mm-hmm. The economy is creating jobs every single month. The banks are not failing. Wall Street is not failing. In fact, the TARP has been pretty much paid back with interest. We've got about $32 billion in the green for the American public from TARP. So I think that it's working better perhaps than even the folks who engineered it thought. We had Larry Paulson on one of the national shows on Sunday, basically giving it back to Congress and saying it's very important. Congress do its job. Tax reform and some other big things that Congress has to do, including immigration reform.
Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. He would love to talk money and economy and your particular financial needs. Shelley, how do folks find you?
Buckmastershow.com, and hit the Find Shelley button, and I get a buzz in the middle of my brain, and I return the call.
Thank you very much, Shelley. Have a great week.
You too.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House criticizes lawmakers who oppose legislation tightening gun laws. It says President Obama is continuing to push the cause in the aftermath of the Washington Navy Yard shooting. The president will host Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House later in the month. The meeting marks their first face-to-face talks since March. Authorities say the massive boardwalk fire in New Jersey was accidental, and they've linked it to electrical wiring and equipment that they say was compromised by Superstorm Sandy almost 1 year ago. Defense attorneys say that a North Carolina police officer was justified in shooting an unarmed man who apparently was seeking help when he approached officers following a car crash in Charlotte. Wall Street, the Dow up 38 points, the NASDAQ ahead 28. More details at srnnews.com.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust.
That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. And joining us now in the Buckmaster studios, Pam Krim, Director of Sales at Cox Business in Tucson. Pam is one of the newest members of the Make-A-Wish Arizona Foundation. Good to see you, Pam.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I didn't realize until we were talking right before the interview that Make-A-Wish Arizona really is the founding chapter of the whole Make-A-Wish, the international wish-granting organization.
Yes, and we're very proud of that fact. It all started back in 1980 with a young 7-year-old boy, Chris, I want to make sure I pronounce it right, Grisos, who wanted to be a police officer as he was battling a very tough case of leukemia, which eventually did take him. The local police department in Phoenix found out that this young man wanted to be a policeman, and they made that happen for him.
And even, as I recall, because this story went on to be on 60 Minutes. They even, like, had a uniform for this young man.
He had the day or a couple of days with the police department, had a uniform, took him out on calls. He went on a helicopter ride. And what was really interesting about this, and I think people sometimes miss this, is that not only is it a wonderful, wonderful gift for the receivers of the gift, but those that participate in the gift has a meaning that goes on for years to come.
It's a positive, energizing experience for those that are involved with the wish.
Yes. In fact, they went on to kind of do a second wish for the firefighters wanted to get involved, and thus started the whole wish process.
How are they doing with Tucson or Arizona Make-A-Wish grants?
We had a record year of over 317 wishes, and that's quite a feat when you think just how involved each wish is. You know, the average wish usually costs about $7,500. Some, of course, are on a much lower level from a financial standpoint, and then some exceed to be $12,000, $15,000, $18,000. But there's a lot of love and work and financial support that goes into every special wish for every child.
And the kid, what are the criteria then, Pam, for the kids? How is it decided which of these wishes will be granted?
Well, currently, to qualify, the child is battling a life-threatening medical condition. We spend a lot of time with the child and the family through our volunteers and through our employees out of the Phoenix area and here in Tucson to solve for what would be that ideal wish. So basically, also the age span is 2.5 years to 18 years old.
And there are several, I guess, different wish types that are involved?
There are. We like to think of it as a wish to be, a wish to meet, a wish to have, a wish to go. And lately, which I think is one of the most inspiring wishes, is I wish to give.
Mm-hmm.
And we have experienced that here in Tucson. A young gal wanted to actually make services and things that were important to her available to other children that were battling similar situations.
And folks, if they would like to learn about the Make-A-Wish Foundation, their website is wish, W-I-S-H-A-Z.org, and there is a place there that they can do that fifth wish, that wish to give.
Absolutely.
I want to also talk about why these wishes are so important to the kids. I think there's been some studies that these wishes, we talked a little bit about how it could be positive and energizing, Pam Krim, for those around the folks that are doing the wish. But what about the recipients of the wish?
It's really interesting, and we're putting together more of a solid medical story around this. But it certainly decreases the child's depression or sadness, which we all know in raising our children and being around children, that that really helps them stronger in overcoming any obstacles that a child might have. It's also very important to the family. I know I have dear, dear friends that are a Wish family, and I know how it lifted the entire family, because the entire family battles this difficult situation. And by having this wish to look forward to and experience is something that is irreplaceable in that particular time in their life.
And it really probably could be beneficial for the kids, just for their whole physical problem.
It really does. I think when you can influence the spirit and overcome depression, there's definitely scientific evidence that says that that impacts people's ability to fight off and ward off difficult medical conditions.
The Make-A-Wish group has been around for 33 years, and the number of wishes granted is really astounding. 4,300 wishes for children throughout Arizona. And you mentioned earlier, Pam, about the cost of providing the wish. But in many cases, there are some in-kind services that folks step up and they say, you know, I'm going to absorb whatever the cost is to make this happen.
There truly is. And one of the ones that we run into most often and we are very grateful for are the airline miles. Any type of travel
miles, yes.
Is always very, very important. The Disney organization is always very supportive of Make-A-Wish. You really very rarely run into organizations that don't want to support Make-A-Wish.
And organizations like Cox. Cox has been involved with this, and Cox Charities, as well as individual donors, continue to really step forward and help make these wishes come true and absorb some of the costs. But the need is really still there, isn't it?
The need is very great. And Cox Business is very involved in the Phoenix organization of Make-A-Wish, and they have done an outreach to myself. One of the things that got me very involved in Southern Arizona and Make-A-Wish is that I found out that 20% of the wish requests come from Southern Arizona, where we all live every day. Unfortunately, only 5% of the support does.
Really?
And so they've recruited myself. They've recruited Ken Kraft from the Bank of Tucson, Jack Russa, who is from Raytheon and a former F-16 pilot, to really kick off this organization and get the support of Southern Arizona. So we appreciate the time today to talk a little bit about it.
Well, I think it's important that Tucson gets to step up, and I don't want to say that Make-A-Wish has flown under the radar screen here in Southern Arizona, but I will say it's been a little more low-key than other organizations. At least that's my experience. So I'm really happy that you're getting involved and some of these other people in the community to kind of bring the awareness up about Make-A-Wish. You know, we haven't talked, Pam Krim, about some of the wishes that are granted. The obvious one has been Disneyland. I mean, that's been one of the marquee issues. But can you think of some of the others that come to mind?
Yes, yeah, some of the wishes that have been recently done many times are with celebrities, such as some folks that have gone to the set of The Office in mm-hmm. Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And that particular family probably had the means to make that happen, but they mm-hmm. didn't have the ask and the people to make that happen. And Make-A-Wish was able to step in and make that wonderful day to be on the set of The Office of a young teenager who that was their favorite program. Similar to other stars that are on the Food Channel. Also to many, many sports folks and celebrities. So sometimes it's a very high splash type of thing, or it could be going shopping at Dillard's. So we really, the biggest challenge always is to seek and find the true wish of the child.
Well, I think the bottom line is it's good for not only the child for the wish to come true, but it's good for those that are associated, those that give, and those that take part in making these wishes come true. Because, you know, I think as we mentioned, the positive, energizing force that all of this brings, it's a healing force, Pam. It really is.
It truly is. And when a child has the right perspective and is more positive about their life, we find that they're much more willing to comply with their treatment process, which brings a lot of hurdles for them. So all in all, it really is kind of an area of comfort and helps lift them through this process and battle that they're enlisted in.
We talked about miles, dollars, all accepted, even cars to the Make-A-Wish. If you've got
yes,
an old clunker.
That's right.
You can find out about donating that online. And again, the best way to do it is wishaz.org. Pam Krim, thank you very much. And hopefully we can get more and more people aware about Make-A-Wish Arizona.
We certainly appreciate it, and it's wonderful to see you.
Thank you very much. Pam Krim of Cox Business. Get to know Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox, CoxBusinessAZ.com. We'll be right back. Our next guest is Crystal Foster, governing board member of the TUSD board.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Experience UA Biosphere 2 Discovery Nights under the glowing glass of brilliant light. Starting Saturday, September 28th, a first-time-ever five-straight Saturday night premiere. An exciting family adventure with activities that promote more curiosity. Receive a free annual pass with nighttime adult admissions. Kids 12 and under, also free. Limit 2 per adult. Visit b2science.org for more event details.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, makes a great weekend getaway or longer, just 3 hours or so east of Tucson. 15 degrees cooler and a lot greener. They have had so much rain over there. Thank goodness, not a lot of the serious kind of flooding that we saw up in Colorado, but it's really greened up the Gila National Wilderness. So lots to do over in Silver City, including this weekend. It's the 9th annual Gila River Festival in Silver City this weekend. Lots of places to stay. Find places like Bear Mountain Lodge and Continental Divide RV Park. You can find out more at their fine website, Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, TUSD Governing Board Member Crystal Foster. Crystal, how are you?
I'm doing well. Bill, how are you?
Very well. How's everything going with your teaching at Sunnyside?
Oh, we're busy. We're busy over here.
Yep.
Most definitely. So I thank you for letting me call in.
Well, I know I'm going to be taking up probably your 15-minute lunch hour, but it is important for you to interface with the listeners. And I wonder, our listeners are wondering, and I'm wondering, how are you getting along with H.T. Sanchez, the new superintendent at TUSD?
You know, I think it's going really well. I'm really glad he's here. He's been here for about 2.5 to 3 months already. And I've already been to 3 community forums where he's introduced himself, answered questions, really impressed people with his knowledge and ideas. He's got such a humble nature and a good sense of humor. And I really hope more organizations will invite him to come and meet their members.
Well, I'm sure
because
he would
want to get him out into the community. He's making a great point to listen, and he truly wants to understand our community's needs and our concerns when it comes to our kids. So we want to hear everybody's suggestions how we can be better.
All right. Well, I'm sure he would be delighted to meet with community groups. We had him on the program here on our Friday Focus interview, I think the first or second week after he started, so we'll have to put him down on the list to have back on the program. And I
that
know
would be great.
He said he is not alarmed by these enrollment number, the drop in enrollment. Are you alarmed about this?
You know, if we simply just look at the numbers, we don't get the whole story. If we compare our enrollment trends to past years, to other districts in the state and surrounding districts here in our region, we see that our drop really aligns to drops in other large urban metropolitan districts. Mesa's public schools trajectory actually mimics ours. And we do see that in both communities, however, both Phoenix and Tucson, that the growth in charter schools does have an impact. But with that said, you know, we pay really a good attention to our students, ask where they go and why, and welcome them back when they return. And actually, by looking at who left for charters and who came to us from charters this year, we actually gained about 200 kids. They came back.
Yeah.
661 left to USD, and about 875 students actually came back to our school.
I had not seen this chart. You sent it over to me this morning about the students exiting TUSD. It was 661, and there's a breakdown of the different charter schools that these young people went to, but then students entering TUSD who are leaving charter schools, that was 875. I mean,
yeah.
I had not heard that. I had not heard this piece of the story, Crystal.
Right, and that's part of the story we have to tell. You know, we're a great district. We're doing good things. People, they try things out. It's about choice, and a lot of people come back. You know, they definitely like their neighborhood schools, and parents, we know they'll drive across the city, you know, for that teacher, for that relationship that we have with their student. And so we really want to nurture that and build upon that.
Crystal Foster is with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Crystal is one of the newest members of the TUSD Governing Board. I'm curious about what you thought of our friend Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star and a regular contributor on Fridays to this program. Sarah wrote an editorial, I think it was her this Sunday. Anyway, expand admissions and criteria for Tucson's University High School. Do you think that's something worth considering?
You know, it's a part of our unitary status plan. We're definitely looking at that. We need to become more, you know, more diverse at all of our schools and UHS as well. And we're definitely looking at, you know, what research says, and we look at the perseverance, right? The perseverance that people have to get through tough situations, be it at home or in a class, right? And so there's a new measurement. And how we measure how a kiddo perseveres, and we want to definitely incorporate that and you know, make sure that we have a well-rounded picture of who would start at UHS.
Yeah, University High School shares a campus, for those of our listeners who don't know, at Swan and Fifth Street with Rincon High. It's the only TUSD school with entrance requirements. Students must have a 3.0 GPA in the four core classes, English, Social Studies, Math, and Science, and score well on a standardized entrance exam. But Sarah writes about perhaps there should be like a motivation test as well for
right.
those
motivation,
students.
Motivation, perseverance.
Yeah.
Kind of, we're all talking the same thing here. It's not, you know, back in the day they called it EQ, right? Their mm-hmm. IQ and the EQ, and it's the many factors that contribute to student success.
How are we doing in getting teachers some more money and some pay adjustments, Crystal?
You know, just last week, it was a really good vote. I had an honor to say yes with a first step towards compensating our teachers better. The past board, where we find ourselves is we have a discrepancy between new teachers who we tried to recruit who came into our district with teachers who have been really loyal and have worked here for years. And because of budget cuts and salary freezes, we find that there's a big discrepancy. You might have been teaching the same amount of years, but depending on when you came into our district, you get a different salary. And so it's called the compression plan, and it's the first step to bring those salaries closer in alignment.
And I think,
and, you know, we also helped out some custodians. We helped out our schools with some more custodians. We voted to increase, 10 custodians to full-time after the cuts that had to be made in the spring. And so custodians who have been reduced to half-time with the budget cuts are now at full-time. And we're also, I think we have 4 maintenance positions posted right now. You know, we have a really long to-do list when it comes to things like our air conditioning units, and we either hire outside companies to fix them or we hire people from within our community.
Yeah, I mean, a learning environment has to be conducive if the kids don't have air conditioning, or if the campus looks like it's really run down. That doesn't help the learning environment.
What is environment. It, 110 degrees today?
It feels like 110.
If you don't have
I think
AC.
It's about 100 degrees. But anyway, I've only got about a minute left. The so-called culturally relevant courses are underway. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We created and approved the curriculum, adopted our first round of books. We're still training a great group of dedicated teachers. So, you know, our African-American and Mexican-American courses in history, literature, and government are up and running in TUSD. We still have work to do because our goal, you know, stipulated by the Unitary Status Plan is to have them in all of our high schools. But right now we're in the phase one. It's definitely working.
And for those who don't know, you're a full-time teacher, correct? Tell our listeners what you do. Tell our listeners
full-time.
What you do.
Right. Well, I'm a I'm a program specialist in the language acquisition department in Sunnyside. So my area of specialty is with students who are acquiring English. And we know our state has a very strict model that that students who have not passed the Azella test, that's like the AIMS, but it only measures English. And so we have a lot to do for our English learners all over Arizona. But it's an honor that there's the kids that I really, really care about, to get them prepared and ready to succeed in the mainstream classroom.
Crystal Foster, thank you very much for spending your 15-minute lunch hour with us today.
No problem. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Thank you very much. Crystal Foster, member of the TUSD Governing Board, one of the newest members of the board, giving us an update on what's going on at TUSD. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. Thank you, Culligan. I know the Culligan people listen to the program, and this thank you is very heartfelt. Bottled water, pure and simple, Culligan, for all your residential and commercial water needs. And we thank Culligan for supplying a chilled bottle of Culligan water to all of our in-studio guests and to all the employees here at KVOI. John C. Scott comes up this afternoon, 3 to 5, right here on KVOI. And then tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. My name is Bill Buckmaster. We're here every Monday through Friday, 12:04 to 1. Hope you have a great afternoon. See you tomorrow.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.